Last week, dear friends, we told ourselves, and correctly too, that we are all messengers of God. We are all God's mouthpiece, each and every one of us anointed prophets, priests, and kings to proclaim the word of God to the people around us, to our communities, to our friends and families, and the people who work with us, and sometimes also to strangers. But today, let us flip the coin and talk about ourselves as receptors of that message. We tell others because God has told us to tell them, because God has inspired us to tell them. But this week, how about us, we receiving that message? How do we receive God's message? How do we receive God's word from the people around us? Do we just want praises? Trust me, I think everybody here loves praises. We love to hear the encouragement, the good things that we are doing. We love to be strengthened in those things. And God surely strengthens us, because when people walk up to us and congratulate us and tell us that what we are doing is having a positive impact, that is God speaking to us. That is God saying, "This is my beloved daughter. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." That is God encouraging us. But supposing God sent someone to admonish us, how do we receive admonition from God through our brothers and sisters, through the people who come to us? It is always very difficult. Far be it from us, dear friends, that ours will be what Jesus said in the gospel today, that when people give us those admonitions that are hard to bear, that they will shake the dust off of their feet because we reject them. Far be it from us that that will be our lot. Far be it from us also that we will be like the priest Amaziah in the first reading, who told Amos, "Get away from here. We do not want your truth. We do not want your prophecy. Get away." And eventually he led the king and Israel to destruction. But he, the priest, should have known better. Far be it from us that that will be our reaction when we hear things that somehow may not be pleasing to the ear. Because nobody, just as we love to hear the encouragement and praises, I tell you, it is not easy to take criticism. Nobody here loves to be criticized from time to time, but we have to. Dear friends, how would I know if I'm hurting someone here in the church? How would I know if I'm leading the parish into peril unless someone tells me, "Father, I think we should step away from here. I think we should leave this alone. I think you need to tone down this or this or that." How would I know? But supposing everyone called, "Oh, you are the most wonderful priest ever on this earth." I would like to hear that, but... But at the same time, parishioners are leaving one after the other because of what I am doing. But how would I receive it if someone says, "Father, step away from this, do that, maybe we need to look into this"? How do I receive it? Do I begin to tell myself, "I am the administrator of this parish. How dare you talk to me? How dare you make a suggestion? How dare you criticize my actions?" Then I am no better than Amaziah, who led Israel to destruction. I am no better than the people Jesus is telling his disciples to shake their feet, the dust off of their feet. It is hard, dear friends. But the prayer that St. Paul said about the Thessalonians, I think it should apply to us rather than these negative ones shaking off of the dust of feet and criticism. Paul told the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. He said, "Whenever we remember you, we thank God for you. Whenever we remember you, we are full of praises and thanksgiving to God. Because when you received the message from us, you did not receive it just as human wishful thinking, but you received it as the word of God. And it is growing in your community." That is the prayer that should be said for us. Prayers of thanksgiving to God. And remember, when Paul went to Thessalonica, he did not tell them, "You are doing well." No, he told them, "Put away your idols. All that you have known for a long time, these are not gods. The style of life you've been living, that is immoral. The style of life you've been living, that does not please God. But the Thessalonians remembered, saw the truth of what Paul was saying. They stepped away. And that was why Paul said, in thanksgiving to God, each time they remember them, they offer a prayer of thanksgiving. That should be our lot, dear friends. And why is it not easy to accept the truth? Why is it not easy to just assimilate the truth of criticism? The letter to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, tells us that the word of God is alive and active. Let us follow that trend of thought. The word of God is alive and active. I don't think we will go outside and see the word of God walking about. But if we look closely, definitely, we will see the word of God in you and myself. Alive and active. And it says, it cuts, underline that word, it cuts more finely than a double-edged sword, penetrating the deepest recesses of the soul and the spirit to shine the light of the Holy Spirit on all our actions. Cuts, and that is why it is difficult. When we hear the truth about ourselves that is negative, it cuts, it cuts, it cuts. And that is why we immediately put up defenses. Why are you being judgmental? But let us make a difference between being judgmental and assessing a situation. If I'm doing something wrong and someone comes to me and tells me in truth, in love and in charity, that what I am doing is wrong, that is a simple assessment of a situation. But if the person walks up to me and tells me how I'm going to end up with judgment, with death, with hell, and that there is no forgiveness for me, that is being judgmental. But we tend to conflate the two, especially when we do not want to listen. Anyone who tells us the truth about ourselves is being judgmental. Let us be careful, dear friends, because that is one of the reasons why we reject the truth when God tells us through the people around us. If the person does not condemn us, they are assessing. They are simply assessing a situation. And we can always tell by asking ourselves one simple question. What this lady has told me, is it true? What my wife has told me, is it true? What my husband has told me, is it true? What my father has told me, is it true? And the list can go on and on and on. A simple question so that we can accept and integrate the correction that God sends us through our brothers and sisters. Two examples, when I talk about cutting, two examples in the Bible of two groups who received exactly the same message and reacted differently in the Acts of the Apostles. On the day of Pentecost, when Peter and the apostles were preaching to the people, Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, verse 37 says, when they heard the message, it cut them. Remember the letter to the Hebrews, the word of God cuts. It cuts to the heart. When they heard the message, they were cut to the heart. And immediately they asked the apostles, brothers, what are we going to do? And that day, over 3,000 got baptized, got saved, got salvation, got into the body of Christ. Fast forward to Stephen before the Sanhedrin, the chief priests, the scribes, and those who make up the ruling party of the Jews at that time. Stephen told them exactly what the disciples preached, how Jesus is the Messiah, how they trumped up charges and lies against him and crucified him. And what did the Sanhedrin do? Exactly the same words. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 54, says, when they heard the words of Stephen, it cut them to the heart, just as it cut that crowd on Pentecost to the heart. And what did the Sanhedrin do? They gathered up everything, took Stephen outside, stoned him to death. Same message, different reaction. It could be me, dear friends, it could be you. It depends on choice. How we receive the message from God is down to choice. And I would suggest that we cling to those who tell us exactly how things are. Back home, we have this long saying that your friend Your friend is not the one who says, I could have told you, but I didn't. That's not your friend. Stay away from that person. That person doesn't love you. Your friend is that annoying person who always says, I told you. Cling unto that person. Thank God for that person. Sing God's praises because of that person in your life. That is your friend, because he or she does not want to see our destruction. He or she does not want to see us in trouble. He or she is thinking, going outside of their comfort zone to tell us the truth about ourselves. When we hear those words, I told you so, yes, we can frown and tell them what we think about them, but let us internalize the truth of what they are telling us. May the peace of the Lord be with you.